She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Well, good morning. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard. Good morning. Also, JP.
What up?
What up? JP, what does your shirt say today?
It's a parody to Coming to America.
Okay, Randy Watson, 1988 World Tour.
Yes, Randy Watson.
He's always
Watson.
Got crazy t-shirts on. That's why we call him the Snuggle Monster.
He sang Sexual Chocolate.
Okay, I think I remember
there
that.
You have it.
Love that movie. And I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. You can give us a call, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can even call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. 1234 out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all our great pre-owned cars, maybe schedule a test drive. And if you like our Facebook page, you can follow along with many of the stories we will do on the air today.
Including this one.
Including this one. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration is now looking at reopening the probe of the 1.56 million Jeeps which were recalled because the gas tanks were placed behind the rear axle. Now, the interesting part about the story is they've already closed this out. But as we did the story last week, there was a $150 million verdict given in Georgia when a young man died in one of those wrecks. And so now the NHTSA is looking at reopening the probe. Now, here's the difficulty. These vehicles, in case of the Jeep Liberties, they were 13 to 18 years old, and in case of the Grand Cherokees, they were between 22 and 17 years old. How do you find those vehicles?
Mm-hmm. You have to make some kind of web post or take out an ad in the paper.
Well, and they've done that. In fact, they've put out 5.4 million different ways to reach these people to try to get them to bring these vehicles in and have them changed. And the change is they're adding a trailer hitch to the back to sort of protect the gas tank. So if anyone hits it from the back, it hits a trailer tank, the trailer hitch first and not the gas tank. But the reality is it's just almost impossible to find vehicles that are that old. I mean, they're on the third or fourth owners by now, sometimes fifth. A lot of them are junked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing, and it's sort of a great example of how the soup of the day works, because the NHTSA had closed this investigation until the verdict last week in the trial, and then they decided, well, maybe we'll reopen it again. It is a news event and therefore worthy of reopening, sort of.
So how do they know this time whenever they're finished? You know, I mean, if they thought they were done last time and they closed the book.
Well, they've never been finished, but what they did was they said everybody's has put forth a good faith try at doing this, and it looks like that you've done everything you can do, but then you have a verdict like this, it hits all the newspapers, and they go, oh, we got news, so let's revisit this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at revisiting it.
All right, well, hopefully that'll turn out well for everybody, and if you do own a Jeep in those years, I forgot what they were, but you can go to autoflex.com and see the story.
Yeah, it would be a Jeep Liberty between 13 and 18 years old, and a Jeep Grand Cherokee between 17 and 22 years old. I don't know that there's a lot of Jeep Grand Cherokees left on the road that are between 17 and 22 years old.
Yeah.
I would doubt that.
Or a lot of cars between 17 and 22
Period.
Years old,
yeah.
For that matter. But if you do have one of those cars, what do? Contact a manufacturer?
Yeah, if you can go to the NHTSA's website and go to their recall area and put in the VIN number on your vehicle, and you can do that with any car that might be a recall, or just if you got some spare time to see if your car has been recalled, go to their website, enter your VIN number, and it will tell you whether or not your car is subject to a recall.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of automakers are now investing in some more low crash technologies.
Yeah, you know, it's the soup of the day, but it really is interesting how much the safety movement has changed in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, the manufacturers would say safety doesn't sell. In fact, that was sort of the mantra in the industry. Style sells, power sells, a lot of things sell. Safety doesn't sell. Well, now safety does sell. Safety is one of the first things that people think about when they're looking at getting another car. So all of these manufacturers are starting to package technology to lower the cost and bring us all many more safety devices or systems within the car. A couple of the things that are pretty prevalent right now, lane departure avoidance, lane departure warnings. So a system that either keeps your car in the lane or warns you when your car comes out of the lane. You know, we test drove the new body style Impala, and the seat bottom, if you go over the right-hand lines in the highway, the seat bottom vibrates on the right-hand side. If you
so
go
weird.
Over the left-hand side, it vibrates on the left-hand side. Some people that like excitement might just drive down the middle. I don't know.
Right.
You can get that. There's a lot of adjustable radar. There's radar that will keep you in the lane. There's radar that will keep you behind the car in front of you. Some of the newer technologies will keep you in your position in traffic behind the people in front of you, no matter what the speed. Even at low speed, like traffic jams, you can just take your hands off the wheel and off the gas, and your car will sort of proceed. But a couple of interesting things. 2020 is the key year. Everybody says we're going to have this by 2020. Google says they'll have an autonomous car by 2020. You know, the car that made the trip across the country, they said that technology will be available by 2020. Toyota and Hyundai both have come out and said by 2020, we're going to have so much technology in these cars that they will drive themselves. So 2020, I think, is far enough away that everybody says, you know, we can say that, and hopefully we'll be there because that's what we're working towards. But it's a long way away. It's another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Toyota came out this last week and announced a whole new package of things that will keep you in your lane, keep you from running into the people, the car in front of you, and also keep you from maybe running over a person. And it's going to be priced anywhere from $300 to $635 on each car that it's put on. That's thousands of dollars less than that same technology would have cost 5 years ago.
Maybe in another 5 years, it'll be even less.
It's going to become standard equipment, sort of like ABS is now. Nobody can buy a car without ABS. Nobody can buy a car without SRS, the skid avoidance. It's standard on all cars, and that's what they'll do with us eventually. And as they put it on more and more cars, and as they bundle the technology, one of the things they found is you can use the same technology for several of these different features. You can have radar that does more than just one thing. So by using it on multiple features, it lowers the cost per unit of putting it in. And then by putting in more and more units, it lowers the cost per car. So then it becomes a lot more affordable. The other interesting thing is this last week, the NHTSA came out and said they're looking at making a lot of this stuff mandatory in the next few years. So that would certainly ensure that it became part of the car.
We talked about backup cameras being mandatory. Is that also by 2020?
No, it's 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's maybe the most useful thing anybody's ever put on a car.
You know what I discovered this week?
Tell me.
I have three views with my rear view camera. I was just pushing the button and it has a top down view so I can see right behind the bumper and down to the ground.
Right.
Cool. And then I have the regular view, and then it has a wide angle view so it goes further.
How cool.
I know. I didn't even know it.
And tell everybody what kind of car that is so they'll know.
It's an Acura RDX.
Yeah.
Fancy.
It's fancy.
There are so many devices on a car now, it's really, really hard to get your head around all of the different things that a car does.
I didn't even know it did that.
I would strongly suggest taking any tutorial that mm-hmm. you were offered when you get your new car.
Yeah, they
and
did.
You can go online. Here's the other thing I've run into twice now. If you read the book, it will tell you to do things a certain way. And then you try to do them that way, and they don't always work. But if you go online and Google it, you will find a YouTube that will show you exactly how to do what you're trying to do, and it will work.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Because somebody out there has figured it out, and they take their phone, and they do a quick YouTube of it.
Right, yeah, I love that. We've got an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. He says, the trucking industry is doing the same thing. I'm a truck driver, and my truck warns me if I'm getting out of my lane or following too closely to the car ahead of me.
Well, you know, that's ahead of the automotive manufacturers, and I would guess so, because there's not that many cars that have lane change avoidance. So that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is they've got huge investments in the trucks,
right.
In the vehicles.
The cargo,
the drivers. And I'm sure they're doing everything they can to make sure that that investment is safe.
So let me make my quick public service announcement. Do not cut off these semi-trucks. Do not try to race them to the finish line. They are bigger and heavier than you, and they cannot stop as easily as you can. So don't look at them and think they can stop just like you can stop. or you'll be run over.
And if you've never seen that, it is amazing.
David,
because
I watched it.
I watched it happen on LBJ on Easter morning years and years ago with a mist coming down. I watched in my rearview mirror as traffic had stopped because of an accident. I watched a semi jackknife and then just run over cars.
Oh.
And they go right over the top of your car. They don't even slow down.
Oh my gosh.
And it just, whatever they go over, it just squishes.
Shears the top of.
Yeah, no, it just squishes it. Just,
oh.
And they sort of bounce.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I drove way up on the side of the hill,
mm-hmm.
right at LBJ and Central.
To get out of the way.
To get completely out of the way. And the car that was behind me, the trunk of that car was crushed by the semi.
Wow.
Yeah, because they couldn't get out of the way. Or they didn't get out of the way. So don't pull in. Good thought. Don't pull in front of a truck because those guys can't stop.
Right.
Not
yeah.
like, well, Easter morning this past week, heading north on 75, nobody was going anywhere south. There were like two or three accidents that morning. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see any semi involved, but lots of people were backed up. Anyway, mm-hmm. be careful out there. Just don't pull over and don't cut anybody off.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing, with your host David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. Give us a call. What are you doing right now? Also, you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Well, if you're listening, wouldn't you want to contribute?
Absolutely.
Sometimes I'm listening and I'm talking to the radio.
As long as your hand's free.
Yeah,
yes.
Good one. Call in on your Bluetooth. But if you're talking to the radio, call in and really talk to us. We'll let you on. Also, AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new or pre-owned car. What are those numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972. 234-1234, 888, 234 out of the area. Here's the thing. Do you know what your trade-in's worth? A lot of people really want to trade, but they don't have any idea what their trade-in is worth. And so the unknown is always a bit of a fearful thing. So here's the thing. Go to autoflex.com, click on what's my trade worth, and you can actually get a black book appraisal right there at autoflex.com. Here's the other thing, and here's the other thing about appraisals. There are a number of books out there. There's the Blue Book. There's the Black Book. There's NADA. There's even another book that no one uses around here called GALS. But here's the deal. Black Book is the book that the people in our area use to appraise cars. So you can go and get a Black Book appraisal free of charge from your friends at AutoFlex right there at AutoFlex.com.
That's right.
So one time this customer told me, you know, that they'd already looked up and the Kelley Blue Book value was X. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but the only book that's going to buy that car is a checkbook.
Waka waka.
Well, and Kelley Blue Book is widely used on the West Coast, but not in Texas. And the values don't reflect what you would see here.
Oh.
Yeah. And
see, that's interesting.
In my opinion, it's an advertising site.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
part of it, too. Yeah.
Because we don't use it here.
Tammy had just mentioned to stay out of the way of truckers because they weigh more than you and they'll probably do more damage than you will to them. And we've got lots of truckers now sending us AutoFlex Leasing fan text. One guy says, oh, thanks for that PSA. I'm a driver and it happens all day. Respect the truckers, please. And then another guy says, 45,000 pounds is pretty hard to stop. I can imagine.
I'm on a diet. I'm trying to lose.
And one more guy says, believe me, it's dangerous if you're distracted. So thanks again for the announcement. So, doing good work, Tam Tams.
Well, I'm trying to keep all the drivers safe. Everybody needs to be safe. You just really don't think about it. I'm also a little weird about driving next to one.
Yeah.
So, I like to make sure there's plenty of room. You know, the car in front of me gets past them, and then I'm going to jet past pretty quickly because one of the truck drivers I know told me things fly off of their trucks sometimes, too, bolts. And
oh, yeah. I've had a chipped windshield before.
Yeah.
From a truck.
I got behind a gravel truck yesterday. You talk about a mess.
Now
you just have to get away from those guys because the stuff, even with those big covers on the back, they still throw rocks at
the
top.
Yeah. And you just cringe every time one hits your car because you're thinking, oh, that's going to chip the window or
scratch
my paint.
It makes me flinch because it'll be so loud. I'm like,
what is that?
Shots fired. What's going on?
So good news for gasoline prices.
Yeah, it's really great. U.S. gasoline prices are terribly low and it looks like are going to remain low. And of all of the reasons that you hear in the media, you don't really hear this, but here's a study out of the University of Michigan, and gas Americans are using less gas than they have since 1984, which is when the study began. The average American is using less gas in their car, they're driving less, and their cars are more efficient than they used to be. So it's like a three-pronged front that's causing us to use less gas. Despite the population growth of 8% since 1984, the absolute amount of fuel consumed by light vehicles has decreased by 11%. Now, that's crazy. They found that in 2013, the amount of fuel consumed was about 392 gallons of per person, which is down 17% from a high of 2004. 583 gallons per driver, down 16% from 2004, and 524 gallons per vehicle, down 14%. So overall, the reason that we've got a lot of gas and the reason that gas prices are low is because we're just using less gas than we used to. Our cars are a lot more efficient. If you go back to cars in 2003 and 2004, tremendous difference in the amount of mileage you get now versus what you got on cars back then. And if you look at gas prices, and I do, you go to gasbuddies.com, and you can tell it to use your locale if you're on a mobile, or you can put in your zip code if you're on a desk computer. It'll tell you all of the lowest prices around you for gasoline. The lowest price I found in Dallas when I was doing the research last night was $2.19 a gallon. If you look at the main suppliers anywhere around your area, you're going to find between $2.29 and $2.39 on gasoline, which is terribly low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not expected to go up, and here's why. We export more gas than we import. We have more gas stored than we've ever had, and we use less gas now than we've ever used. So there's no real reason for it to go down.
Can I just say it's wonderfully low?
It is.
I just like that it's low.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you filled up your car lately, it's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's amazing. I want to see it get under $2.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Well, we did have it under $2
back.
Just mm-hmm. a couple months ago.
Well, and people don't realize that everything that you buy is moved in some way by fuel, either gasoline or diesel. So when the prices of the fuel goes down, it actually allows everyone to be more competitive in their pricing to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every time you see something that causes something to go way up, consumers pay for it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And every time you see something that goes down, consumers save money. So this is saving consumers. They figure about $700 a year now over where it was last year.
It'll affect the price of our groceries and the price of our goods that we're purchasing because it's cheaper to get them there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Tester, $2.17 in Louisville. That's awesome.
Cha-ching. Yeah, that's the lowest I've heard.
Well, here's a shout-out. Just wanted to give Kurt St. Romain a shout-out for walking me and my wife through a refinance this past week. A wonderful salesperson. Hope you keep the guy around.
Kurt is a great guy, and yes, we will keep him around. And most people don't know this about Kurt. Kurt's actually away today. He is coaching a power lifter.
Oh!
He's a powerlifting coach. He was a powerlifter, and he was in that business for a number of years. And he's coaching a guy this weekend in a powerlifting competition.
How cool.
That's very cool.
Is he at the Richardson Autoflex or the Arlington Autoflex?
Kurt's at the Richardson Autoflex. He's a great guy.
Good to hear. Yeah, if you have any feedback, send us an Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 43733.
Great question. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what is trunk money? And can I trade in my lease for another car after 6 payments? If so, how is the process? Okay, trunk money is money that they do not advertise. Trunk money is money that the dealer is paid by the manufacturer, but it's non-advertised money. And that's why they sort of call it trunk money. Nobody knows about it. We do, but the public doesn't.
Like that dead body in the trunk.
Yeah, sort of.
We'll just put that extra money in the trunk. Yeah.
In the trunk.
It can vary from dealer to dealer because sometimes trunk money is based on stair-step volume increases. So if a dealer's, if his bogey is to sell 100 cars and he sells 125, they'll give him $300 for every car he sold when he reaches 125. And then if he reaches 150, they may increase that to $500 a car for every car he sold. So no one knows about the money because actually it's paid at the end to the dealer,
like
not
quarterly
at the
or something.
Yeah, and but what we know about it because when they compete for our business, they tell us. And a lot of dealers, which is really great for consumers, figure, you know what? We have done this much before. We will do this much again. We're going to figure we're going to get this trunk money, so we'll discount our cars by that amount, knowing that that money's coming.
Got it.
Yeah.
Last week, I guess, there was the New York International Auto Show, and one of the new features coming soon, I don't know if this is a website or an app, but it's called Open Bay Connect, and it's going to revolutionize the way you get your car fixed.
It is. It's a really, really interesting. Open Bay's been around for a while now, but Open Bay Correct, Open Bay, by the way, is a website on which you can go and enter in what your car has wrong with it, and it will direct you to a repair service, basically.
Okay.
This is Open Bay Connect, and it will take advantage of the wireless connectivity that's now going on in automobiles. You can plug there. They'll send you a plug for your car. You can plug it in, and it will send wirelessly. It will diagnose your car and send the signal to Open Bay. Open Bay's computers then read that signal, tell you what's wrong with the car, and send you a group of repairers that will fix your car for X number of dollars.
That's awesome.
It is, but there's always a but.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but the safety concerns, not safety, the privacy concerns are huge. Because then, if you look at interconnectivity, because it's possible they don't even need a plug-in. Once your car has the ability to wirelessly connect, they can read your car 24/7. They know how fast you're going. They know how fast you stopped. They know everything about your car. They know how hot your car got in case it overheated. They know the fluid levels in your car, maybe why it overheated. They know everything about everything. So it's a double-edged sword, as most things are. It's going to give you the ability, if you decide to take advantage of it, to remotely get your car diagnosed and get some idea up front what it's going to cost to fix. And the repairers guarantee the repairs based on the information they have in front of them. Now, if there's other things that they can't see, they can't guarantee that. So there's a little bit of wiggle room, as they say, in there. But
I'm out.
The other thing is, it might eliminate the diagnostic charges when you take your car in to get it fixed, because diagnostics can run up to $150.
David?
Yes?
The startup company takes 10% of the bill. So
yes, they do.
I'm sorry, there is a diagnostic cost.
Oh.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know that 10% is going to be passed along to the consumers.
Of course.
And the diagnostic charges are part of the entire bill if you go ahead and get it fixed in that service shop where you take it. They only charge you if you pull your car and don't have them fix it, usually.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Like I said, I'm out, like the Shark Tank. I'm
here's
out.
Here's the other thing. The participating dealers, you can bet, will pay a fee every time they receive one of those cars to repair.
Yeah.
So then you've got a $10 charge for Open Bay, 10% for Open Bay, and you've got the charge that the dealer pays, and both of those will be passed along to the consumer.
I'm out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's interesting technology.
It is interesting, but I'm out.
All right. Go ahead.
You're wondering where I stand on that.
We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text. 43733 is the short code. Also, you can call Autoflex. They're open today and waiting for your call. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars. And we've got a lot of great pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs right now. And you can lease those pre-owned cars. You can buy those pre-owned cars, or you can flex buy those pre-owned cars and save even more money. The flex buy combines the best worlds of leasing and purchasing. You own the car, but your payments are a lot less.
Love it.
Yeah.
We were talking about the lowest gas prices in DFW, and somebody, a Joko Mofo, is checking in. He says it's only $2.04 in Burleson.
That's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Although it might not make sense to drive all the way to Burleson if you live in North Dallas.
That's true.
But lucky you guys in Burleson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 2016 Chevrolet Malibu has something that every parent will love. and every teenager will hate. It is a system that will snitch on teens when they don't drive well. And it is really, really pretty amazing. You program one of the key fobs, and you hand that to your teenager, and then whenever they're driving, the Malibu will collect more data than the NSA on the way your kid drives. When the teen returns, the parents can then hop in the car and pull up all kinds of interesting information. The maximum speed the car was driven, the total distance it was driven. It will sound an alarm if the driver tops the speed limit. It'll count how many times any of the safety features, such as stability control and forward collision alerts, anytime any of those are activated. It will also allow parents to set the volume on the stereo so that whenever the radio is on, the satellite radio or the iPod is on, that the volume will not go above a certain level.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's taking all the fun out of it, Mom.
They're not going to like it a lot. Now, you can actually disable the system because you can enter a PIN into the touchscreen and it will disable the system, but they're not going to. Nobody's parents are going to disable this.
Won't take long for some hacker teen to disable it.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, so currently the information is only displayed on the vehicle, but it wouldn't be really unreasonable to think that as soon as these cars have internet connectivity, that you could get it at real time on like your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know where your kid is and how fast they're driving.
Well, I'm sure at some point you'll be able to just watch them. They'll have some kind of in-car camera, and you'll be able to watch them the whole time they're in the car to see who's in it with them and what they're doing.
There's already a beginning of that, and we've seen that with Honda. Honda has some in-car camera technology now that they're starting to put in.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then there's several safety devices that are going to involve cameras that will focus on the face of the driver.
I just don't know about this. Purposes. Teens are all about their privacy, right? They're coming into their own, and we'll see.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a big fan of it, but maybe that means, I don't know, maybe I'm getting older because I'm also kind of like, oh, well, that sounds like a great idea for the parents. Now I'm thinking on the parent side of it rather than like, oh, no, I don't want that.
Well, I want to look at it from both angles, but, you know, remember how they are just about their rooms. Don't come in my room. Don't look at my phone.
Right.
I've got to regress here for a moment. I forgot to answer the other part of that caller's question about trading in a lease after 6 months. It is possible to trade in anything, but if it is a new car, the car has depreciated a lot more in the first 6 months than you have paid down against the car unless you made a massive down payment. So if you lease the car, it's unlikely you made any down payment. So then it's unlikely that it would be inexpensive to trade the car in. You can do it, but you may have to put some money with it, or you got to find the absolute right car with a big rebate and then accept your payment going up some.
Got
Isn't
it.
Isn't that pretty accurate?
Mm-hmm. What's the reason for trading out after 6 months?
You know, he didn't say that. He just wanted to know if it was possible to trade after 6 months. So you might text back in and let us know why you want to trade.
Anything's possible with the checkbook.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733. Can you guys give me your opinion on the 2015 Ford Explorer Sport, fully loaded? My wife's in the market. It's got a twin turbo 3.5 EcoBoost. Thank you.
I really like the car. I love the features. Some of like the backup camera, the active backup camera. It parks itself. It does a lot of really cool stuff. The 3.5 EcoBoost is a ton of power in there if you're not towing something heavy. If you're going to tow a big boat, I think your gas mileage is going to drop rather remarkably. But other than that, it's plenty of power. It's got great low end. And it's a great car. I mean, it drives really good. It's quiet. I like the car. Again, there are other cars that are out there that you could look at in that same class. I would always advise you to look at two or three other cars just to look at how everything fits.
Compare.
And, you know, where your luggage goes or where whatever you want to put in there goes, that kind of thing, where your kids go.
I was really surprised when I was shopping that I didn't select the vehicle that I thought for several years I wanted.
Right.
You know, after driving it. So it is wise to drive several things. And I'm in the biz.
Yeah.
You know.
So what would be comparable to that, the 2015 Ford Explorer Sport?
Exact. Well, I don't. There's just a,
like a Nissan.
Huge of number of vehicles.
Yeah.
Out
Honda
there,
Pilot?
From a Honda Pilot to a Toyota to the Chevy Traverse. I mean, it's not going to be exactly the same car. I'm just saying.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Drive different things that might interest you to make sure.
And that's why Tammy suggests driving different things. If you would like to call one of our offices and talk to one of the specialists there, they could give you a lot better idea of what would be comparable, because we've got the FlexLease computer system there, and it'll tell them all that. If you're in, I can't tell where he's in. He is 214, so you'd be at 972-234-1234. Give one of them a call. Give one of our specialists a call. They'll be glad to help.
Mm-hmm. Looks like there's some more recalls happening, this time with Nissan and BMW.
Some of these may hit close to home for some people.
This might be the reason your husband's car is
oh.
not driving well.
Nissan, as soon as I read it, I went, hey!
Yeah, Nissan and BMW announced that they were recalling more than 165,000 vehicles globally to due to possible fuel pump failures that could cause your engine to stall or not to start.
Ooh, that was one of the problems he was having.
Yes. So it affects 95,000 Nissan Rogue SUVs in the United States and in Canada, and it affects about 70,000 BMW cars globally, cars built in 2014 and 2015 model years. It's basically what happens is part of the fuel system is the fuel pump, and the fuel pump in this case is made by Bosch, and they say that a piece of plating may come off of the fuel pump on the inside and cause the fuel pump to stop working. So it's a failure of a part, and the Nissan and BMW all share the part. If you're looking for BMWs, there's 18,000 of them in the United States, round figure, and it's the 2014 228, the M235, the 320, the 320XI, the 328i, the 328XI, pretty well everything they build in the 3 and 4 series.
Go to the website.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's too many to list.
It's a ton of cars. So if your car is on that recall list, you can go to the BMW website or to the Nissan website, and you can put in your VIN number, and it will tell you whether your car is one of the affected cars. If your car hadn't been starting really good, or if it stops from time to time, maybe the problem.
I'm going to have to check on that and report back next week. That might be what the deal is.
Could be.
Wouldn't that be amazing if this show fixed his car?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll fix it.
You know what I'm saying.
Saturday morning test drive, solving the world's problems.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, I give it a week before a team figures out how to hack the new system and turn it off or send it false info.
Exactly.
Oh, send it. You could mask.
Yeah.
What it was doing. So it would still send info, but it wouldn't send the real stuff.
Yeah. Or like in movies, whenever they hack into the surveillance camera and they put it on loop so it looks like there's nobody walking down the hallway, like in Ocean's 11, but really they're walking down the hallway.
I'm sure that's easy.
So Toyota, not only are they coming to Plano, but now they're building some plants overseas as well.
Yeah. Another story on somebody building a huge plant in Mexico. And this one's going to be in Guanajuato, which is where the majority of the manufacturers are putting in their plants. Toyota is planning on building a plant down there to build up to 200,000 Toyota Corollas and transport those cars directly from Mexico to where?
China.
North America.
Oh.
Yeah. No, and well, Toyota's also going to build a plant in China. But the interesting thing to me is it's just another plant being built in Mexico. And the reason they build cars down there is the labor costs are less and there is no tariff to export cars from Mexico. We charge a tariff to export cars from the United States, or we are charged a tariff when we export cars to Europe or to Asia. But from Mexico, it's free. So you save 10% of vehicle on every car that you ship to Europe or to Asia. It's a lot of money.
Wow.
That's why manufacturers are building down there. That and the labor costs are a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Toyota's moving another plant, or they are another manufacturer moving to Mexico.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733 and you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can go on our Facebook page, follow along with the stories that we're doing today, or see some really cool videos. We put some fun videos up there.
Yay!
And if you want to get a car this weekend, and you don't want to go through all of the traditional hassle and trauma that you have known in the past, give us a call. Go by one of the offices. It can still be fast, easy, and fun to get a car, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll cause new problems and drama. No, I'm just kidding. But the nice thing is you can look at different brands.
Yes.
And get a more objective opinion.
That's how, when I went in and got my car, I got to look at the Lexus. It was, I just happened to be in Texas. Then also the BMW and an Infiniti. And I ended up going with the Lexus. But I couldn't have done that all in one place anywhere else besides Autoflex.
True. Okay, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. One of the fan texters had wondered about trading in a car after 6 months, and he texted back why. He had gotten a 2014 because there were huge rebates on it, and we'd advised him of that. But now that the new body style is out, he wanted to know if he could trade for a 15. So trying to get a new body style car, you can, but it may be expensive.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, we keep getting offers to buy our 2012 Nissan Pathfinder from various dealers. Is there that much demand for them? It's a base two-door model, no major options.
Okay, here's a great inside question because people don't realize this. Everyone has lists. First of all, everyone's got a pretty good idea of what the car is worth, given that you drive about 15,000 miles a year. That's how they figure it. And so everyone has lists of people that have cars that may be reaching an equity point so that they could trade at no loss. And they solicit those people and say, golly, your car is great and we want it. We love your car. But the reality is they want your business again. Nothing wrong with that. But the way it happens is we have lists. And in Autoflex, we have within our own database.
Mm-hmm. We data mine for people that are in a good position to trade. Let them know when it's a good time.
And we call them and say, hey, you can. And now we don't call them necessarily and tell them we're dying for your car. But we call and tell them, hey, listen, you can trade now if you'd like to.
Actually, sometimes we do because clients will call us looking for something specific in the pre-owned model. First place I look is in our own database.
Mm-hmm.
And then I send the guys their lists. And then they call their customers to see if they can trade them out and make two deals happen. And that's beneficial for both sides because then you get a car that, you know, we know the people and you can, you know, especially the longtime customers who have leased or purchased from us for years, we pretty well know their car habits, you know, if it's coming in nice, if they drive low miles, if they maintain it really well. I sold one fellow's lease kind of before it was up. Mm-hmm. Because his new car was ordered, and it was his third one, so I always knew his cars came in just perfect. And I had a client looking for something specific, and I said, well, listen, I have the car for you. It's not available yet because his new car hasn't come in. But I called my client and said, hey, do you mind if I show your car to this guy over here? He said, no, come over to the office and pick it up. So I did. I drove it over and showed it to the other fellow. He said, I'll take it when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month later, I called him and said, okay, you can have your car.
That's perfect.
I know. So we can make some pretty cool stuff happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to help your customers out like that, and it helps us because we do new business, and we help new customers out that way. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I have a car that's 3 years old, and it's about time that I buy new tires. How much should I spend, and where should I make my purchase? I'm a first-time buyer.
Discount tire.
Well, maybe. But here's the other thing. Automotive dealers sell tires at a loss sometimes in order to get people in to do their service work. So if you know you're going to be buying tires, don't overlook the manufacturer, the service center that makes your car, BMW or Chevrolet or Ford. Check their tire prices as well because sometimes they sell at a loss in order to get your car. And now they're going to also want to change out your windshield wiper blades and your belts and a lot of other things. That's up to you. But the price on the tires can be very competitive at manufacturers' service centers. Now, the other thing. Costco is very inexpensive, and Discount Tire is very inexpensive.
Walmart might be. My mama told me.
You better shop around. Okay. So that's not any direct advice, but that's some good advice.
Mm-hmm. Another quick Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Tammy had said, watch out for the big trucks on the road. And he said, hey, don't worry about just big trucks. Wrecker drivers get no love on the road either.
Well, I haven't cut you guys. They take care of you. They come get you after you pull in front of that truck and get your car smashed. So.
And you know what else? Those wreckers weigh a ton, and I'm sure they're hard to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you just need to watch yourself because if they do stop and you're behind one of those flatbeds and you run into it, guess what you're going to hit? That big flatbed.
Mm.
That'll mess you up.
Yeah, you'll have a convertible.
So be careful.
Okay, from News of the Weird, Mini has made a set of goggles that interacts with your car. They call it augmented vision, and they are really goofy looking. If you want to see how goofy looking they are, go to our Facebook page and look at them. But when you put the goggles on, up in front of you, just around your field of vision so it doesn't spoil the road, you can get navigation, you can see speed limits, you can get messages from your phone. You can get parking assistance. It's sort of crazy.
All in your glasses?
Yeah, on these. They're goggles. Trust me, they're goggles.
Okay.
You got to see these things. I don't think anybody's going to win any fashion contest wearing these.
Right.
But they've got all kinds of readouts that appear in the periphery, which is sort of maybe the next sort of thing. Maybe it'll be on a windshield. They look more like doggles than they do goggles, if you've seen doggles.
I love doggles. Why? I mean, that seems like it'd be even more distracted driving than just having it on
it's just something
system.
It's something they've come up with for the Mini, for the Shanghai Auto Show. I think that's April the 20th. So that's where they're going to... It's like New York. They do a lot of neat things for those auto shows because they get a lot of exposure to the news media there.
Gotcha.
Sounds avant-garde.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, augmented vision. Who wants augmented vision when you're trying to drive?
Well, it's augmented in that it gives you more information than you can get without having to look at anything else. You can keep your eyes straight ahead. You can see how fast you're going. You can see what the speed limit is. You can pull up navigation on your goggles and see what when you need to turn and stuff. Okay. For the people that love barn finds, and a barn find is when somebody's got a car in a barn somewhere that nobody's known about, and a guy finds it, and oh my God, it's amazing. Well, for barn finders, here's the deal. A 1964 Corvette was located in a garage in Chicago that has been in the garage for 50 years. The guy bought it 50 years ago, and it wasn't in great shape. It needed to be restored. So he put it in his garage, and he tore it down. He lifted the body up off the frame. He took the seats out. He pulled the engine out. He rebuilt the transmission. He reupholstered the seats, and then he just let it set.
A 54 Corvette.
Yeah. So a guy named Larry Fassett, who owns a car business, a car parts business, they came to him one day to buy some parts for another car that they had. And they said, oh, by the way, I've got a 54 Corvette in the garage. And he said, hey, call me if you ever want to sell it. Well, last week they called him.
Wow.
And he goes out there, and it is just as it was 50 years ago. The body is still lifted off the frame. The transmission is brand new rebuilt. The seats have already been reupholstered. And the car is spread over a huge area. Part of it's up in an attic. Part of it's downstairs. So he takes off work a day, and he spends one day loading all this onto his trailer, and every single part of the car is there. Nothing's missing. So he has got a 1954 Corvette that he bought, and it's all there. So he gets back to his place, and a guy comes in to talk to him about cars, and he goes, oh, by the way, I got a 54 Corvette. It needs to be put back together, but it's all there. And the guy goes, man, I'll take it. And he sold it. So it was sold in 2 days.
Wow.
To the new owner, who's going to reassemble the 54 Corvette.
Does it say how much it sold for?
He does not say. He said he sold it for a fair price. That could be, that could be
$75,000,
$100,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much that is.
Wow.
And finally, our last story. A shirtless man stole an Indy 500 pace car by driving it through the window of a dealership and down the stairs. Now, I'm not sure where your mind is when it becomes okay to break into a car dealership and then drive a car off the showroom floor through the window, but I am sure it only drove for about 3 miles. Whatever he drove it over, it made it fairly undrivable.
I think he broke out of the dealership.
He may have hidden in. Yeah, he may have hidden in the dealership. Anyway, they're looking for him now, and they believe that he may have some injuries because the top was down
when he drove through the plate glass.
So I think they found a little blood in the car, and he's missing, and they do have the car back, but it's been hurt.
He gave the car back, Dave. Come on now.
He did give it back.
How do they know he was shirtless? He was caught on surveillance camera?
There were some surveillance cameras that caught him.
He was
being shirtless.
Wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And maybe he was wearing those augmented goggles. Maybe
there you go.
What a weirdo. What, I mean, how was that even? Maybe it was a dare.
Stranger things.
Yeah.
I think it may have involved tequila.
Probably, yeah. Or something a little stronger than that.
I don't know if there is anything stronger than that.
Bath salts.
Well, you never know. Oy. Sounds crazy. Okay, and then another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I've got a 72 Ford LTD for sale.
Cool.
That'll be a while.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. How much would that be worth?
No. It could be worth a ton of money if it's in good shape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's an old car. And it's got a great engine. It should have, I think it's got a 390 in it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Ford LTD, 72.
Aw.
Hey, and the other thing is it qualifies for its own zip code. It's about that size.
<They're long>. Yeah. My dad had one. It was brown and white.
Don't see brown cars much anymore.
Nope. No, never.
But they had brown in the set, brown and gold and all those colors in the 70s.
Earth tones, that was big.
Rust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, if we didn't have a chance to get to your fan text today, you can still call Autoflex. They're open at 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to JP, a.k.a. Snuggles. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from me.